Hello everyone, welcome to tonight's game. I am Anya, I use she, her pronouns, and with me tonight are, please introduce yourselves in the order that you connected.
I'm Lowell, pronouns he, him, and I'm playing Selim Prophet Zero Andraze. We'll see what happens to him in the aftermath of all of this stuff and the bad things that he did.
Next we have...
I'm Mark, he and them. I am playing Peabody, Viper, Harmony, Nashali, our brawler, Maverick, she, her. And yeah, we did a lot of stuff last time, and I'm looking forward to seeing how it shakes out.
And I'm Sherry, I use she, her pronouns. I'm playing Salt and Viper, Heavy, Nashali. And I can't wait to hear how everyone's stories are going to wrap up. It's going to be great.
And they are our pilots because tonight we are playing the Mecha Hack as part of the Open Heart Gaming Calendar. Unfortunately, Matthew couldn't be with us here today for our final sort of aftermath session. I'm honestly not super sure how this is going to work. Maybe it will be very fast. Maybe it will take the whole session. But we all were excited to give this sort of epilogues to the characters and to the story. So... here we are. And then last time you got to the collective's Kaiju Weaponization Program Factory research facility, and essentially took all of it by storm. Peabody, piloting Viper Harmony, just pushed ahead with this weapon of mass destruction created by these alien life forms that you had recovered and repurposed in order to destroy this facility. And at the same time, you were pursued by what we call the Mecha Kaiju. Sure.
Yeah.
By what we call the Mecha Kaiju. Meanwhile, on the ground level where you were deployed, there was this big fight among very different opponents, where Selim and Salta essentially covered for Peabody as she was descending into the compound. You detonated the device, managed to escape. Just in time, one more round, and essentially, I think all of the characters will have been, or one less round, and essentially all of the characters will have been probably dead. And as the device detonated, Selim did have this massive reaction, because we had seen at some point that he is at least in part Kaiju. So what I think we're going to do is sort of push ahead maybe a week or so with all of you back into the QQ insurgents camp in the center of the region that we have been exploring. Madonna brought you here, left you, established some sort of collaboration plan between the insurgents and Station R, so that this station in even a week, and especially with the security plans deployed by Ezekiel and all of these different weapons redesigned by Salta, has been much more secured. However, in this week, the other thing that has happened is that you have been hailed several times by the higher-ups, by Prince Selina and her court, and of course Selim has been probably knocked out for most of it. So I think that we awake to the commander of the camp standing by the side of the bed for Selim, waiting for you to wake up and essentially to help them deal with whatever is coming next from from the Kyuku themselves. So that's where we are going to pick up. Salim, you essentially open your eyes. I cannot believe I forgot the name of my Capitan Kyriakos, of Capitan Kyriakos. Capitan Kyriakos is standing by you, and they ask how are you feeling?
Dehydrated. And my throat is a little rough. I remember coughing up black liquid. That's about it. How long I've been out?
About a week, Commander, and it's been an interesting week.
Call in, if you would, the main commanders, and do we have comms to our collective allies?
Channels have been established, yes. Okay. So if you need to speak with somebody, however, there's some pressing issues, they say.
Get me my adjuncts in here and then you can tell me.
A couple of minutes after you are brought in, Salta Pipali.
Sure.
What are we doing?
I have been better. Salta, your provisional promotion to section commander is hereby made permanent. Since I can officially do that, there's another honor rank up on the rungs for you, Viper Harmony, as well, if you want it.
Of course.
So we need to talk to Madonna and figure out how they want us to handle their situation before we talk with Home HQ. What else is pressing? I'll kind of look around at Kyriakos and the Vipers.
Yeah, Pipali Salta, you will have known that that the court has been trying to reach to you. Of course, they have some reduced capacity of monitoring the planet at this point, but they saw this large explosion in the northern side of the planet, which of course has been taken as the collective being expelled. Kyriakos has been in communication with them, but they don't have full reports straight from Salim, so the information they have given has been limited. So,
yeah, it was really like we've been being hailed constantly, but decided that we better wait for you to come around before responding. I don't know what Madonna's disposition is vis-a-vis what she'd like to do. Or alliance.
Yeah. Whatever she wants to do, I think we need to back her. If she wants to come over, if she wants to stay here, we need to do whatever we can to make that happen.
Great.
So are we telling the court about the aliens and the alien weapon?
We have to.
Sounds like the best thing to do. Not only
because it's an ongoing threat.
Yeah, a threat perspective from them, and a possible utility perspective.
But also a threat.
Mostly a threat.
Yeah. These weapons, the anti-kaiju weapons are very dangerous. We need to stress that in all our reports. and we need to find and disable the rest of those alien bases here on planet, but that's a long-term goal. If you go get the comms, let's talk to Madonna.
Okay, I'll be back in a minute. That's, she'll run off. Something she can do. So, such a relief.
I will turn to Viper Harmony when Polly, when Viper Heavy is gone, and I will say, how is your sister doing?
Okay.
Okay.
A little bit restless.
She's going to have a lot on her shoulders when this is all done because of all the technical stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't think you or I are going to be as in for questioning and interrogations as she and Joyo and the others are going to be. So be ready on that score.
Yeah, I'm happy to provide any tactical download necessary, but I can't do a thing like that.
Yeah, I think more that she's going to need someone who's in her corner.
Yep, always.
And we'll wait for Viper Heavy to come back.
True. It doesn't. I'm
running. I'm running the whole time, so understand.
It doesn't take long for you to go out, come back with some kind of radio, and. Yeah, I'm sure you are able to contact Madonna in a few minutes later.
And I will say, Madonna, this is Andraze. We need to talk about what you want to do. We're being hailed by our superiors, the collective. We're being hailed by our superiors there. We have not yet said anything about you. Because I want to give you the chance to do whatever it is you want to do. If you want to stay quiet, if you want to stay here, if you want to go, we'll leave you out of the report. But if you want a place, the same kind of place that Viper Heavy and Viper Harmony have found, we can offer that to you.
Commander, good to hear from you. I was starting to think you weren't going to make it.
If I had died, Ezekiel would have stepped up.
she laughs and then she says, so the higher ups have been trying to get to you then?
We've only given them the most basic sit rep. We haven't given them full details yet. We've done a full final report.
She asks you if you have orbital scanners, which I'm sure you wouldn't.
Yeah, no. We were a drop team down. We didn't have any satellites in orbit. In fact, we punched through some orbital stuff that took it out. No, this was a very seat of our mecha operation.
She would send you then before answering your question. She would send you then these images of the Purple Rain, which is the ship that you dropped from, and essentially almost the only surviving ship of the QQ fleet and the flagship, and it's been. She tells you that it's being orbiting, that it's been orbiting the planet, that some of the collective ships have left after the program was destroyed. It seems like Aurelia holds no, well, she will call it RS-317. RS-317 had no more interest for the collective. And then she answers your question. So your people seem then eager to come here, and I don't mean to be rude, Commander, but I don't think they will be kind to some of us.
The only way that we have among the QQ have managed to survive this is by not being like the collective. By welcoming those who seek a better life, by welcoming those who have turned their backs on a certain kind of tyranny and abuse and trying to be better in this. As I said, Viper Harmony, Viper Heavy can tell you their stories. They know people you know. They came over and they're my seconds in command. They have mechs here. I mean, I rely on them. We all rely on them. The princess, the nobles back home, you know, they know what has to be done at the ground level. If you want to join with us, or you want to be a part of this, we can make that happen. We will work to make that happen. I will work to make that happen. If you decide that you don't want to do this, if you want to stay on your own, stay outside the chain, stay here, whatever, I will also back you on that. And I will make sure that no hostility comes to you. But honest to the gods, I would rather have you with us, because I think it would be better for us, and I think it would be better for you.
She is in silence for a few seconds and then says, "Give me a day to think about it, Commander, but
absolutely,
I promise you that I'm taking you at your word."
My orders were to assassinate the princess, and now I work for her, so factor that into your decision-making.
And they found a place for me, and I was just Papali's little sister.
What's that? I'm not sure. I think I have to change the piston on this chair.
Oh, I hate that.
Yeah, she essentially hangs up, but she seems open to working to keep working with you, and she's been working for the past few weeks with you.
I'll turn back to Vipers and I'll say, I need to talk to my retainers, check in with all of them. You do as well. I also want one of you to go and talk to our bear keeping ally and tell him what the current situation is, and ask him what he wants to do.
Okay.
I can definitely do that.
Yeah, whatever you negotiate with him, I'll agree to.
I want to go see the bear.
You can come see the bear with me if you want to.
At this point, you were given a couple of aerial transports, a couple of ornithopters from Station R. One of them has been repurposed by Commander Kyriakos in order to see small QQ settlements, establish them back here, or bringing them resources that they will need. But another one will be available to you too if you need to go to notes.
The weapon that we detonated last time, it is destroyed kaiju life in the area. Is that right?
Yes, but it was much more contained than the around notes area. That is a good note, because around notes area the farm was for the most part destroyed. The fauna and flora over there were destroyed.
I lost Anya.
I can hear her.
Okay.
Were destroyed, and so I don't think node will be at nodes is what I'm saying. But
oh yeah, he had his little escape capsule.
Yeah.
Can we figure out where he is?
I'm not sure. Give me a second. Give me a second.
Yeah.
I'm going to stand up for a sec.
Are you going to reconnect, Lowell?
Do I need to reconnect?
I don't know. Could you hear Anya there?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, they just vanished for a moment and then they came back.
So, if I remember correctly, did the bear have like a big collar on it with some
spikes?
Some like equipment on it too. Like, you know, like a receiver or transmitter. Maybe I was wrong. For some reason, I had the sense that it had that on that.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't remember.
I just say we should track the bear. And then
yeah, we can give that a shot.
So, this is...
Give me one second.
It's not like you keep the bear inside of a little pod for a long time.
No. You... At this point, you don't really have an idea of how to get to node. But if you have a plan about how you will track the bear, or you will track this small escape pod, it's something that we can look into. But at first glance, I don't think you will have a way to get in contact with him.
Yeah, I think it makes sense that we head there. We should start with the tracking,
Left any clues to where it was headed.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Sure. So we're just sort of montaging. I think at the next day, you are keeping your pace nice and slow. And besides, once you abandon the forest and get into all of this sadly destroyed area, moving faster is easier. You get to notes. And essentially, you get to this small to his small cabin all on the way, like if it had been tilted,
right?
And yes, there's no signs of him here, at least at the moment. And of course, there's the crater and the and the ship still down there.
Is still there, yeah.
Yeah.
Is there anything like any?
He had that bunker though. If we could find anything there, I'm just like if he had equipment that might have, you know, had a coordinates to something else that he would check on.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
A big map with a dotted line pointing.
Yeah, that would be great too.
You get to the bunker. And you get to a bunker, open it, and you been here. But the lower floor is essentially this sort of war room. There's maps, there's all these kind of things. Node had mentioned that at some point he had been a mercenary. So he seems to have at least these thin archives on each one of you, even. The largest by far is for I think it was Lieutenant Anders, but essentially who was in charge of Station Q. The man who was in charge of Station Q. As you look into all of these archives, you see, and I think as you have been collaborating with Madonna in the past couple of weeks, she at some point will have given you this information as well, that Commander Anders escaped, Lieutenant Anders had escaped. with the assistance of the final of the last of the of his Hydra team. And in this archive, you see a location or a suggested location for Commander Anders to the south. And as Noth told you at some point, Commander Anders owned a lot of money to Noth. So I think that will be your biggest lead.
A good lead.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And he might need some backup. It's the least we could do.
Happy to do that.
All right. One of the things is we're out here, and it is this sort of super destroyed area. Before we head out, I just want to check and see. I know that all the stuff that sort of was kaiju infected was wiped out. But is there anything coming back, like stuff that was pre-kaiju or somehow not? Or is it still all devastated?
No, that's a really good question and something that I was going to mention. Yeah, there's some vegetation. You try to identify it, and it seems similar to stuff that you know. But when you scan it or when you take some samples, it's different. Just slightly. What I'm trying to say is that yes, all of this was destroyed because it had been infected by the kaiju in some way or another, and this doesn't seem to have the same kind of signature.
So we could use it carefully, safely in some ways. But that's going to take a lot of figuring out. All right.
Why don't you roll?
Do we have any impression that there might be anything useful in the ship that we didn't find before?
The ship is down there, and I'm sure there is. Yeah, yeah, just the two of you, I'm sure it will be hard. But yeah, the ship is there for you to loot. As we get more into deeper, maybe into epilogues or something like that, establishing what you do with it will be super interesting. Salta, why don't you roll systems for me, please?
Ooh, okay. Let's see here. So my systems are 18. And our roll is... All I gotta do is find the roller. It's so easy. That's the owlbear. It's on my other screen. Sorry. Damn it! It'll just be a minute. What I need is the owlbear link. Right?
I'm dropping it in chat if you want.
That would be perfect. Thank you.
Yes.
All right. All righty. And roller. And a d20 and roll. A 16, but I still make it.
I love that roll because it somewhere in my head is like, there's no chance that you fail because there's only 5% chance. But I love to see, I love seeing that roll.
Yeah, but there is that 19 out there just haunting me.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Okay. You're taking samples. You are looking into this. Pipali takes to see if the ship is safe to see or something. And there's this, I want to call it a hypothesis, that pops into your mind.
Mm-hmm.
The two of you come from the collective, and the weapon did essentially nothing to you. You were thinking about if it can be used safely to get rid of the kaiju, And we know that Ezekiel was at least half collective, or a quarter collective, something like that. The only one of you four that is Kyuku, full Kyuku, is Salim. And you see all of these native life forms having been, I want to say, eviscerated. And, well, the collective has been here 20 years at the most since their last incursion, since their first incursion, and just, I don't know, 7 years since they came full here. And the Kyuku have been here for a couple of thousand years at least. So the probability that many other Kyuku people are at least part kaiju in a way or another, yeah. I will say, is
high. Exactly. Eaten enough, gotten it mixed up in their cell set. That makes sense. Ugh. That means we're going to have to be very careful.
Very careful. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Ooh. Well, let's see if we can find nodes then. We have an idea that it's going to be heading towards Anders. So, are you ready, Bali?
Always ready.
All right. Maybe we can blow something up. It's our bonding time.
Much more confident. Yeah. Give me 1 second. Okay, you head south. You head south past Station Q, past Kaiju City, and you get to one of the stations that you had some information into. Where is my places? Oh no, yeah. Okay. You get to one of these stations that you have registered, and as you are getting near to it, in one of the hills, popping from the above the forest, above the rainforest, you see this castle. Yeah, this castle. Clearly a Kyuku castle from that's been abandoned for a few years, and in one of these towers on the corner, you see a really, really big tactical armor, just sort of making guard. And yeah, you share schematics with some of the rebels, so I think you will know that this tactical armor is a Hydra.
Mm.
They seem super heavily armored and super heavily armed.
There's only one of them, right?
Yeah, only the one.
There's one of them that you can see, yes.
Do we see anything that suggests nodes has come by?
Do we see anything that suggests that nodes
scan,
you know, by? Explosions.
Yes, yeah. It looks like there's been an attack there or anything.
Yeah.
Let me get back to you, because I can think of something, but let me get back to you. Salim, while the rest of the team is away, what are you doing?
I think I do my usual walkthrough, talking to my retainers, making sure everybody is cool, especially because they were vital in that last stand, and I put them, a bunch of them, at risk there. But we managed to pull it out. And I think I am going to, like, after I've done this sort of general talk, I am going to go and talk to Joyo and say, the only reason we won was because of what you did. I hope you understand that.
Says, I think she's kept her distance to you for after she delivered to you the prototype. She says, thank you for that, Commander, but I've been looking into the very few information that we have, and I think both for our safety and for the reasons that I gave you before, I think we should look into the people that were left behind in the space rift. She says, we don't really know when they are coming, so, and by going after them, to save them, I think we could establish some sort of channel, some sort of information about when they are coming, because as far as we can see, it's a random happening for them. They might be as helpless as we are to them, coming here as we are to them.
You have a number of people that you drew from across the teams for your engineering group?
I prefer to work alone, but yeah, I have some support.
Yeah, you don't have that luxury anymore. Pick your team of people. I will promote you to section command. It will be equal rank with where Salta is at. I'm going to, when they come and ask us about what's going on, about with the aliens and the weapons and all of that stuff, I'm going to point to you, and I'm going to let you tell them. I'm going to let you brief. And if that is the way that you want to present this information, if that's a focus you want to have, I will back you on that.
Thank you, Commander. I will get a briefing as soon as I can.
Okay. And all right. We'll get your pips for you when we get back.
Thank you, Commander.
I think that's what I have. I think that's my scene there.
Just raining pips on everyone.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking.
Because we're still alive.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. A pip for you.
It's also very, very ending, very Gundam final episode as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, okay, yeah. Give me 1 second because I have here. Yes. Yes. Okay. Are there any signs of note here? So, first of all, why don't you roll systems again for me, please?
All right. I can do it. Four.
Nice. Okay. What I think you scan for from the distance that you have and your optical sensors, you do see in the helipad in one of these towers, you see these big crates that you had seen before at Nodes. And Node had this information about underscaping, all of that, so he's probably has been here. Is he here at this point? You are not sure because you do not see this small escape pod at the moment where he that he used to escape. But yeah, he is being here for sure.
Do we see any signs of conflict?
Not really. No. Well, the castle is sold. You see some old destruction. The castle was probably sieged at some point by the collective, mm-hmm. but nothing recent. Nothing that seems recent to you.
Is the mech there? Is it active, or is it just like sitting there? Wait, is someone sitting in the mech waiting for someone to come, or is it just kind of like perched there as a deterrent?
Just kind of that it's online. Yeah, there is definitely somebody taking guard. From Note's report, however, I think you will have from Madonna's information as well. I think you are sure that it's just two Hydras that helped Anders escape. But again, these are very heavily armored mechas. These are HD6.
Yikes.
Yeah. Yeah, one of them was a single one of them was the ending of the first campaign.
So if we're going to engage them, we want to bring them into terrain that's disadvantageous and prepped mm-hmm. for them to be extra disadvantageous.
Yeah. Attacking it when they're guarding a castle, it's not like the best.
Yeah.
As much as I would like to get into a fight for no reason.
The only reason that we would have is notes. So we're going to see if we can find notes, and that's outside of this.
Yep. Waiting for note to leave or to come or something like that, I think it will also be a good strategy.
Yeah, hang out and observe. Do we have comms with Salim?
This deep south, I don't think so.
We'd have to go back and probably to nodes and set those antenna back up. So.
Yeah, if you move a bit to the north to Kaiju City, this triangle is an antenna, part of the antenna array. You will be able to communicate from there.
Did the bomb at nodes affect Kaiju City?
No, it will have been too far away.
Okay. All right, so it would still be dangerous, but a different kind of dangerous.
Yes.
Well, we can go during the day. It's the safest time.
Yeah, I agree.
All right.
Give me 1 second. Yes, I know. Okay. Yeah. You move to the north, back to Kaiju City. At this point, I think you have spent maybe 3 to 4 days out of the camp. You get to Kaiju City. It's daytime. You are careful not to go straight into the heart of it with your mechs. And essentially pilot the fencers to where the antenna array had been set up by the collective at some point. And yes, Kaiju City is essentially this big monticle, sort of termite monticles, kaiju-sized, and one of these antennas has been installed atop of one of the monticles. So, what do you want to do?
I think it's a jumping puzzle at this point, you know?
or a climbing puzzle, maybe.
Climbing puzzle, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
A certain amount of cussing, you know, slow progress, but then we get up.
Yeah, I think maybe climbing the one with the antenna is
sure
where I would go.
Why don't you give me a mobility roll, please, Pipali?
I don't. Mobility is 14. Is a 14.
Okay. So, you start climbing, and immediately this seems a little bit harder than you will have expected, and you start to feel this shaking coming from within the monticle. What do you want to do?
I think it's gonna give me a lot of kaiju or a kaiju. Kind of hop down, back off, and just like, you know, bristle, be ready, see if anything comes out.
Yeah. I think we're going to roll for this sort of fast, but go ahead and roll mobility for me, please, both of you.
Okay.
Ready.
Yes. All right.
That's a 7.
Okay. Great. And I got a 5 out of 15.
Nice. So you get to act first, as you see. As soon as you dismount, Harmony, you see this claw coming out from the structure, and followed by the massive jaws of what you will know as a kaiju baron. This is a creature that is a couple of meters taller than your fencers. Mm. They have this sort of, they are somewhat bipedal, sort of like a gorilla, something like that. And they just essentially emerge and hold on to the pillar. What do you want to do? It's essentially your turns.
Yeah. Is it all the way out of the hive yet, or?
Yeah, I think it climbs out, and okay, because it was trying to reach to you.
So yeah, it's doing like a King Kong on the side of the mound.
Sort of, yeah.
Exactly. Okay. Well, are we gonna do this, or are we gonna back off?
What I will say is,
but I do.
If you do engage, you will make a lot more noise, making a lot more noise in more here kaiju will mean a lot more kaiju.
Yeah. And maybe damage the antenna as well, tower. Yeah, if we're right in the middle of it, we don't want to attract more kaiju.
I'm so proud of you, Papali. Let's back off. We'll come back another time.
That's less of a fight than really bad weather. Like that's that's like trying to shoot a thunderstorm. I don't think I'm going to do that. Yeah, so let's fall back and try to disengage from it as quietly as possible.
Sure. After that, what do you want to do?
The intention was to get to the antenna. That's not happened right now. Was there something at E that we, or would it just make sense to, I don't know. We want to find nodes. Maybe just camp outside of, or within the kind of sensor range of the castle, or at least one of us do, and maybe the other one go back to check in and see, like, do we want to come at this, or is nodes not that important for us?
Nodes is important. It's and sort of steps. We put nodes at a big disadvantage. Don't want to abandon him.
I can stay here and keep an eye on things if you want to check in and get orders.
All right. I can do that. I'll be back shortly.
I'll put on a podcast.
Okay, so you are going, Salta, you are going back to camp?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And Pipali, you are staying back. Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Essentially, a week passes. From all of this, you have been looking around, see if you can contact some of your allies. Pipali, at a certain point, you do see this small lander, notes lander, coming from the east, coming from the east in direction towards the river. Over here, there's the rest of the river. Coming from the river, and essentially you see them move back and forth. You see not move back and forth. By the time that you get back, Salta. By the time that you get back, and yeah, by the time that you get back, the court has contacted Salim. So we are going to get into that at this point. It's the day after. You speak with Madonna. You speak with Joya. Salim. And you get hailed by the court. Kirakos runs essentially to you and says, "Commander, you have a call from the higher ups."
We haven't heard back from Madonna yet, have we?
She asked you for a day, so yeah. I think I'm pretty sure. I was just rolling to see what she said. She asked you for a day. I think as you are getting this call, just because it's more dramatic, you get into your personal radio as well, Madonna, who confirms to you that she would like to join forces with you if you are able to promise the safety of her people.
Absolutely. And I'll talk to the higher ups.
Yeah.
And I am going to say, I want to give you the tactical and situational breakdown first. And then the informational additional issues summary that I'm going to have to bring some other people on. The situation is settled, but also much more complicated than we have first thought. And I give that thing, and then I go through the full tactical, the landing, traveling down, blah, 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 blah. I leave off a lot of the alien stuff. Basically they get shorthanded as encounters with kaiju or kaiju related materials, development of particular weapons to fight the kaiju. I stress that we contacted these people who had left the collective, and they offered to help us, and they were vital. Like, I am absolutely selling that to make it clear that, much like other people that have been brought on in the field, they are on our team, and I stress that, like, that they did the rescue operations to get us out of the final thing. Like, they saved everyone, and they would like to, as we have done before, be brought in and be given acknowledgement based on the efforts that they've made. And then I'll tell them about the victories, the victory that we have. And I will go over that in full tactical detail. I'll talk about then the logistics stuff, the promotions, all of those kinds of things, get that all set. And then I will say, the collective was using the kaiju for a weapon as we expected. We were able to develop some technology to destroy those kaiju weapons that we think can be used elsewhere. However, the way that we got the information on that weapon and so on opened up an entirely different track of information about the culture that previously lived on this planet, beryllium, the kaiju, the nature of them themselves, the nature of the Kyuku here, and an ongoing war between another race and these kaiju. That's a big hot mess that involves a lot of technical details that I'm going to be putting in the hands of, and I'll give him Joyo's code number and so on, and say she'll be giving the full briefing on what we discovered, what we know, and the implications of it. If you have further questions on that matter after you have spoken with Joyo, feel free to come back to me and I will go over that.
You go into all of this rush, and at first it's an only audio stream, as you will expect it, because you are contacting Phobos, one of the small moons of the planet. And as soon as you start speaking about the kaiju weapons and the nature of the planet, and you start seeing some of these feeds come online. The last one of which is Prince Selina, and which you wouldn't have expected, to be honest. And as soon as you stop, Duchess Sophia, who is known to be just sort of an asshole, to be honest, she goes into, Selim, how quickly we seem to forget Proto. And Selina shuts her down. But the particular thing about Selina is that on her background, you see that it's not the throne room where you last saw her, but it's the bridge of the Purple Rain. Yes. Commander, I would like to personally thank you for your service. The battle up here hasn't been easy, but as you might guess from me being here, we have as well been victorious. Yes. What are the chances that you and your people see in the collective coming back before we are able to muster further forces for ourselves?
We decimated the crucial infrastructure that they had here. This was years in the building, and we destroyed it. They will have to think twice if they want to commit to coming back here. I think that is a gamble they're not going to take. I think it is, they have kaiju materials elsewhere. I think that it's pretty clear that this planet is not as vital a resource as others. I think we have some working room here.
She says, and repeat to me this about this energy source that you were able to repurpose.
I will say, and there are other feeds that are going.
Yeah.
I will say, would it be possible for me to only speak to you for the next bit, and then you can decide how to disseminate the following information?
I love that.
Nice.
She leans back, thinks about it for a second, and asks everyone to drop from the to drop.
And then I will call in Joyo to sit down next to me, and we tell her everything.
Okay.
I let Joyo color it to Joyo's particular agenda. I'm fine with that. But, like, we tell them about these creatures, about what we discovered, about our interactions with them. I describe the incident where I had to kill them, and I'm very upfront about that because there were witnesses, and I don't want somebody coming back in and that being contradicted. And I will say, it's very clear that the anti-kaiju weapon that we do now have the prototype for that we can use, and this other things is lethal to the kaiju, but it's also potentially dangerous to people, to our people. It's very clear that there's a certain amount of biomaterial that is in my bloodline that when I got hit by the field, I was sickened. And I'll say that's something I think that we need to perhaps restrict the information on. But there is a, as Joyo is telling you, there is this other situation. But the thing is so complicated. It has so many implications, Prince, that I think everything needs to be need to know through you or the people that you designate.
She starts thinking. She says, I think there's just two questions that we will be needing to answer in the following weeks, in the following months. And that is, have we got what's the word? I want to say retaliation against the
vengeance.
Collective. Have we got vengeance against the collective? And are we satisfied by the victory that you have achieved here, Commander? And I'm not sure how I feel about that at this moment, to be honest. I feel glad about your victory. I'm not sure if I feel satisfied. You are muted, Lowell.
I would say there is more work to be done here. And we have the people that have joined us from the collective have more experience on the ground here. And I think there's more that we can do here. And I think as well, we know that the collective has put a lot of kaiju eggs in one basket on making these bioweapons. We know they have them elsewhere. We've seen that. I don't think they know that we have an anti-kaiju weapon. I think they know that we have a weapon that blew up one of their bases, but I don't think they know that we can deal with what they consider their biggest gun right now. I think that is an ace that we need to keep up our sleeve.
And my second question, Commander, will be, what's our new defense strategy against this new threat? And she's asking Yo-Yo as well. Feel free to establish what you have this connection with her.
I will say, I think right now, for the moment, we need to regroup here. We need to establish more research. We need to deal with it. You know, I back Joyo on this. I think that's the next step, securing this as a footstep forward.
Yes. Let me know when you think it's fit for us to re-enter the atmosphere then, Commander. Again, thank you for your service, and I'm sure that promotions are in order for all of your team.
by your command.
Salta, I think you arrive 1 or 2 days after this has happened. I actually think that by the time that you get to the camp, high up in the sky, but not having not re-entered, you see the shape of the purple rain just in orbit.
Mm-hmm.
You get back to the camp. What do you want to do?
No, I think that I will go to Commander Andraze and I will say, we could not find notes, though we don't think that he is in any trouble. He knows the area better than we. We did, however, find Captain Anders, and looks like he's holed up in the castle. And I don't know the castle name, but I describe where it is, and I'm sure you know what castle it is. You tell me, and I then try to remember to refer to it that way because it's just a big pile of stones to me. So that is. So they're there with two hydras.
Okay.
We could have taken them, but we didn't want to be foolhardy.
There's no need.
Holly actually backed off on their own.
We have an orbital ship.
Oh.
And a collective on our side. And they are isolated. And they can make a dramatic last stand. Or they can negotiate.
I just think this should be... It's Anders.
I think that there have been a lot of death here, and I think we need to do what we can to secure this situation.
Yes, sir.
I love that.
And I will then give you the full briefing, kind of go overview of the conversation I had with the prince.
How did Lena. They? Mm-hmm-hmm. So I think that what would be helpful then is if we looked in more to like any more signs of these ships kind of smashing into the planet underground.
Well,
we know that there were some other ones. I bet we can find more.
Yes, that's in the future.
Okay.
Let's get everything settled down. You know, we're going to be working on this. Joyo is going to be spearheading the researching on this.
Excellent.
Okay.
Yep. Well, I'm guessing that Papali could probably use some more rations by now.
if you're satisfied that nodes, that they're safe, then let's have Papali pull back. We'll notify the ship of the situation at the castle, so that they are aware of that.
All right.
That sound good? So yeah. So get within communication range of Viper Harmony and go ahead and call them back, okay?
All right. And when I step outside the tent, I wait for Joya to come out and I go, what do you think the odds are that the prince will just hit it from orbit, the castle?
Joya tells you, I'm not sure we have the. I'm not sure they have the resources to use the orbital weapons. But I also don't think they will know that. So it's a good bluff.
Well, if they do have the resources, it will happen. I am almost certain of it. So, I would say 30% chance they have the resources in POW.
Wanna bet on it?
Yes.
And we're going to Pipali. Pipali, the next day, Salta arrives. The past couple of days, you have seen Node come and go. You are sure by this point that he is 100% bringing some kind of resources from the east. To the east, you don't... I was looking into this a second ago, and I'm sure you wouldn't know where he's bringing these resources from, but mm-hmm. he has maybe some kind of cash or something like that, and he's negotiating some kind of stuff with Commander Anders and Lieutenant Anders, sorry, and his people. Salta arrives, and what do you want to do?
Yeah, you tell me all about the ship and everything.
Mm-hmm. I tell you everything I heard.
Great.
I stuck around to get all the news.
And our orders are to...
Oh, supposed to come back and help if you think Nodes is okay.
Maybe we should check with Node first, just to make sure he's okay. 100%. Okay. Can I hail just Node on the comm? Or would I have to, like, make a broadcast?
You're going to roll two things. I don't know why this happened. You're going to roll two things. First of all, please roll mobility for me. No, sorry, systems for me. Systems. Because you spent 3 days here looking at these people. Let's see how able you are to jam them.
20.
Okay.
Ooh. But Sherry? Oh, no, Sherry can't share that.
No, that's just me.
There's this point before Salta arrives that you are 100% sure that they know where you are. But the fact that they haven't attacked you also means that they must be deployed off or they are just within enough resources to defend themselves, not to come after you.
Right, right.
And... give me, it's systems once again, please, for you to try to contact only Node.
Systems is a 3. That will do it.
Nice. Yeah, I think that the night before, as you see Node essentially come back to the east, you managed to isolate different frequencies that you probably got from all of his papers. Mm-hmm. And he says, Miss Neshali, how glad to hear you I am.
No, and how's your furry friend?
He says, resting for the moment.
Inside the castle?
He says, so you are over there. I was expecting you to be to the east side of me, but no. Yes, further far to the east, if you don't mind me keeping my privacy for the moment.
Not at all. We just wanted to make sure that you were okay after leaving your homestead there.
Yes. Well, you know, I am owed my due, and Mr. Anders is not the best payer out there, and thanks to whatever happened up north, I don't think I will be able to recover my stuff for a while, but unless you have a better business proposition for me, I think this is what a man's gotta do what a man's gotta do.
You're bringing them supplies?
Says... And I hope that you don't mind I keep my client's privacy at this moment then, Ms. Neshali.
I have a proposition for you. If you were bringing Anders supplies, I'm assuming they're eating and drinking those supplies at some point.
Hypothetically, if I was bringing them supplies, I think it will be sure to say that they will be eating those supplies. Yes, Ms. Neshali. Should I be bringing them such supplies?
You should be bringing them such supplies, but maybe supplies that could cause them some distress physically. And we could ensure your protection. We have a ship in orbit now that if Anders doesn't want to deal, could just turn him into a crater.
Yes. Protection is not money, Ms. Nashali. I thought that we had understood ourselves at some point.
You can't spend money if, I mean, if someone is taking it all from you.
Why don't you roll presence?
I'll tell you what, we can take care of him from the inside, we'll take care of him from the outside, and you can have first shot at anything in that castle.
Yes.
Including the suits.
Yes. Now that is a good proposition, Ms. Nashali. That is a good proposition indeed. Says Gums should be better way back to the east. I should be able to contact you back at the camp if you are over there.
All right, sounds good.
I'll let you know, Ms. Nashali. A pleasure talking with you.
Likewise, as always, give our friend a scratch for us.
Come next morning, Salta arrives, tells you to fall back. What do you want to do?
Yeah, I'll tell her that, like, Node might be poisoning Anders for us. Which might make it between that and the ship might make it easier for us to negotiate or just walk in depending on how thoroughly he took my meaning.
Interesting. We did tell the prince that Anders is in the castle, so I myself wouldn't want to hang out in its general vicinity. Right. I just don't know how much power they have now up in orbit.
All right,
but I know if the beam's weapons work.
It's going to be a bad day for him. Yeah. Well, Nodes said that he will be able to be in comms with us from his camp, so he's going to let us know how that plan goes.
All right.
Excellent.
So,
we'll head back to the camp.
Nice. So you all get back to the camp. It's been maybe 2 weeks since you were at the research facility. You try to, well, now it gets in contact with you about the deed that you proposed, and asks you for a day or two to move the tactical suits out.
Got it.
So it's I have 25 past the hour, so we're going to take a 10-minute break, and I think we are going to come back not with so much scenes, but we will jump into the epilogues of all of the.
Okay. Sounds great.
See you in ten.
boss. Yeah. So we are back, and we are going to well, unless you want to do anything else before we get into epilogues, we are going to jump into epilogues.
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay, so anybody wants to go first?
Well, I'll go first, get the commander out of the way here.
Okay, sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Well, I just was going to ask if you could establish it like in the couple of weeks coming, and then I don't know in the next 5 years or something like that. What's going on with Salim?
I imagine in the short term, over the next few weeks, and then probably montaging over the next few months. We see me establishing like the structures that we're going to have here on the planet, on Ares, getting things settled out and working and making sure that Madonna's people are brought in. I think we see them working beside us. Some of the figures that we've seen in the background, some of the characters there, I think we see them kind of on screen, kind of mixed in with our people. Madonna with like a uniform that's equivalent to mine, that kind of thing. But then I think there is a montage of me and some other people, kind of like bomb disposal sappers, going into these alien bases to get what Joyo needs and to help deal with the situation there. And I think that's the kind of clearly like that project is important enough that we're working on it. And I think like clearly at the behest of Selena herself or themselves, that project is ongoing. And then I'd like to imagine that we see like a Q-Q like fleet or base kind of a few years later out there kind of moving, and then we see the incoming collective kaiju, you know, mecha space attack things coming in what's clearly an ambush by them. And then we see, you know, the mech teams deploy, and they've got those giant cannons that we saw, you know, now they're sleek and they've got, you know, blades that float around them and spin up in a cycle Gundam style, and crackling energy that goes there and blasting these kaiju, and, you know, catching the collective out before they can actually launch their attack. So I think that kind of eventually the camera will come into the face of Salim as one of the lead mechs, you know, commanding this attack.
Nice. I love that. Who wants to go next?
I can.
Go ahead.
I think that first sort of couple of weeks later is mostly me like essentially going back down into the temple and then down by the ship where the QQ came in and starting to collect the information about what was bringing those ships in? Like, what were they, what was bringing them in those tracks? And what is the kind of thing, what, we don't know when it was flashing and stuff like that, but why did they come up through here? Why these places? And sort of going to, like, actually doing searches on finding any other temples that were, like, maybe further underground, all of those things. So it's just that kind of thing of her and her scanning systems and essentially gridding off as many places as possible to try to find these things to, and you can see that they're just building up sort of a web of a map of possibilities and then waiting for things to happen to see if they could confirm their theories. So, and then I think like 5 years later,
as maybe this counterattack comes in.
Yeah, I think one of the things that that also happens is that we've learned enough about the temples that during that attack, you actually see like a sort of arcing come up through the ground. Like gates, and you see a Mormek from far off, like stepping out through, because we've figured out how to open those gates, if that makes any sense.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. I think in the short term, when there is any downtime with our regular efforts here, Viper Harmony kind of teams up with Node every once in a while to go kaiju hunting. Because if we're going to be trying to reduce the pressure of the local to make it safer for operations here without having to use devastating across the board weaponry. I think that's a fun, and like he presses me to like, oh, like we got to sell, you know, kaiju tusks on the black market and whatnot. And so we have a good time just kind of like hunting and becoming buddies there. I think in the long term, I think Viper Harmony is on point for one of the counterattacks, I think she gets taken out. I think she goes down in a blaze, like probably, you know, gets mortally damaged, and it goes in headfirst, guns blazing, and, you know, smashes into something big that needed taking out.
Yeah, who do you think? Do you think you went out saving somebody or just rushing into something?
Yeah, probably Zalta.
No.
Yeah, that hurts. That hurts. Yeah. Because okay. I'm gonna go into a couple of questions with you so that we can start closing. In this time before you finally died in battle, Pipali, do you think you found a place for yourself beyond being what you call the hammer?
I don't think so. I think that's kind of, I think through all the stuff I do, I think that kind of hones that more, and like other pieces start falling away. Probably that's why I'm like, probably it's better that I go out than Salta goes out, because Salta's got other stuff going on. Like I'm going to make myself of use one last time.
Okay, intense.
So that someone better can live on.
to be honest, very intense, because then I'm going to go with you, Salta. You came here following Pipali. You tried to adapt the best that you could to the Kyuku, and then eventually you are without your sister. Do you find yourself, you were still following, but by that point, or were you starting to lead for yourself?
I think there was a thing, is inadvertently my duties had gotten so separate from the sort of day-to-day that I like hadn't even been in my own mech for like a few months before the thing went on. And that was it. It was that when I lost Pipali, I realized that I hadn't been with her for so long, you know, that we had been on such different courses. And and I do think that there's a there is a thing where at that point she does step back from what she's doing and kind of steps back more to the Metcores to make things safer for them is what she says, you know, because Papali wouldn't have, that wasn't a bad decision on Papali's part. They had a thousand different options, didn't have to do that. So clearly something was wrong. Yeah, and kind of goes through a whole period of like being up Mex for a while, just telling herself that those, you know, that will help.
Okay. Love that. And Salim, finally, I think most of the arc that we saw for your character was about learning to connect with people until finally you literally made this connection with the rebels, with Madonna. How do you feel about your character finding their place between people, basically?
I think that Mike, you know, it's just like I said early on, but it hasn't come up again. But I think my character has risen to the occasion. I like to imagine there's a scene where we see one of these noble houses and there are some people in there talking and working on things, and the door gets kicked in and it's me with some people, and we have essentially the marks of Heiress Selena's, you know, personal retinue, and we have guns out, and I say, "It has been a long time, Father," and then I open fire.
So intense.
The whole reason I got kind of thrown to this suicide squad is because I'm a bastard son of a noble house.
Yeah.
And I think that there has to be that closure too for him.
Do you think you get, you become the head of this house? You start your own house? What do you do?
Absolutely. And bring in anyone from our group who will join their line. Particularly after Papali's gone, if Salta will be brought in.
Yes, you will have the best Metcore.
Okay, so I think that's our game. If anybody would like to add something else, feel free to do so.
I that was so good. I love it.
Super fun.
I had a really great time. This being one of the best times that I've had running games. I thank you so much. I thank you if you were watching on YouTube. And well, we are going to just stop recording, but we're going to get into our debrief. But thank you so much. This was extremely fun. Bye.
Thank you.